Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
I wish that the audience could hear that what we hear when the chime comes, because
yeah,
it's normal when the podcast broadcasts.
Is it?
Yeah.
She was having some trouble. It's this thing that we're talking about.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's a little warbly.
We could probably upload a sound sample later to indicate why we're laughing. Anyway.
She's drunk.
It didn't sound too great.
No.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm pretty good on this lovely Sunday.
It is a beautiful Sunday, isn't
yeah,
it? So what are
nice.
We talking about today?
Well, we've got a whole collection of these throughout our times with the show. We got another highway truck food crash.
Really?
Yeah, it's another one.
I'm so excited to hear about
believe
that.
These. It's crazy.
Oh, I can't believe it. Hungry in Japan?
Oh.
How about some human organs?
Oh, what?
Yeah. I got the story.
Seriously. We've got more strange animal DUI stories.
I think I know this story. I think I actually printed out this story as well. Does it involve a macaw?
It might.
Okay. Hungry in Miami? How about a face?
What?
Yes.
A human face?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Florida's so weird.
It is definitely weird.
Strange animal backyard alcohol stealing.
What?
I can't tell you the headline.
Okay. And finally.
Finally.
You know what?
What?
The best of Craigslist.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are you just teasing people, or is it really happening?
I'm not teasing, because I didn't prepare very much material, so we're definitely going to get to it.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Unless I come across another story about the Heart Attack Grill or something.
Oh, that's true. That was always good.
Heart Attack Grill.
Awesome.
Anyway, that's all coming up on this Memorial Day edition of the Derek and Kay Show.
That's right.
Press that button.
All right.
Memorial Day. This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Yay!
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is it's May. May 27th.
It's May 27th.
Just but, about Memorial Day.
But according to this calendar over here, it's only April 22nd.
That needs to be updated. We are over 9,200 listens and growing. Really
fantastic.
Doing well in that department. I'm really enjoying that.
Fantastic. Thanks for the support, everyone.
I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Harrison Shaw.
And I'm Squirtle.
Squirtle?
Yes.
Oh, Pokemon action.
Yes. I'm going to catch them all.
You're going to catch them all. You got to catch them all.
I think so. You got to catch them all. That's so greedy, isn't it? Got to catch them all.
I know. It really is. Like, you really got to get them all.
What a greedy little son of a bitch.
Those kids.
Anyway, you can contact the Derek and Kay Show many methods.
Yeah.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Have not updated that blog in weeks.
You know, I had something and I wanted to put it on and I never did.
That's too bad.
I'll put something on.
Next time. Follow our Twitter feed at DK Radio Show. And call us when we're live between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock most Sundays at 661-467-2416. I almost gave away my phone number again.
Oh, don't do that. Don't. That would be bad. We wouldn't be able to patch into the board. You get calls
really
late at night. People, strange listeners calling you at like 1 in the morning.
It'd be kind of exciting.
It could be exciting.
Yeah. But 1 in the morning, I'm definitely asleep, and my phone's on silent, so I wouldn't be able to pick up anyway.
It wouldn't happen. Okay.
Anyway, that's 467-2416. Area code 661. That's California.
Yeah.
Those of you not in the know.
Broadcasting coast to coast.
We are coast to coast. We're broadcasting from Boston, but you got to call us in California to call us in Boston.
Go figure. We didn't create that. I don't know. It just happened.
We definitely did not create that issue.
I don't know.
Do you think that people in California who have a Blog Talk Radio show have a Boston exchange?
That could be interesting. Cha-cha-cha!
Do you think they have a 617 number?
That would be really weird. That would be really...
Very
we should find
strange.
A California show. I think they've all... Haven't they all been... No, they've all been some weird numbers, right? They're not all...
Yeah, some of them are like 308 or, you know,
like
whatever.
Like a 322 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we called, what's that show? And I thought it was our phone number because I didn't know our Skype number or whatever.
Wait, what?
I gave when we called in... What was that show we called in?
Oh, the...
I forget the name.
The J-Dub show.
Yeah, the J-Dub. The J-Dub.
J-Dub show.
And I called them and I said their number because
yes.
I was like trying to identify herself.
Yeah,
I didn't know. Our
I
number.
Didn't understand what you were saying, but
yeah,
I just
sorry.
I moved along.
Sorry.
I was like, what did he just say? I'm just going to move right along.
Yeah.
And we are referring to our segment called Blog Talk Radio Community Time,
which is great.
Which we are going to bring back soon.
So much fun.
Which we call another Blog Talk Radio show and either bother them or hang out with them.
And it really goes either way.
Yes,
either
it's
one of those ways.
It's very polarizing. Either they're right. upset and confused that we called, or they're happy to hear from us and chat it up like, what's her name? Getting old. I can't remember anyone's name anymore.
Isn't it something love? Miss Lovely?
Miss Lovely.
She was pretty great.
Oh, she was awesome.
Yeah, she was fun.
I think she was my favorite Blog Talk Radio Community Time result.
She totally just rolled with it.
She's
like,
with
she
the
was happy to hear from us.
Yeah, and
she was asking questions.
With us, and she made us laugh. It was
great.
She was
funny. Yeah, she's good.
But the J-Dub show.
Yeah.
They were not pleased to hear from us.
It's like they're angry. Why are you calling us? Well, you're giving up the phone number.
You're having a show,
right? I guess that's how it works.
That's what happens. I wonder if they still are on the air.
I think because I had their podcast set up in my iTunes, and I keep seeing it want to download. I just keep canceling it.
Oh, really?
So they might still be broadcasting.
I'm
going to
look it up real quick to see what's still going on.
Check that out, yeah.
J-Dub. Oh, they got lots of episodes.
Do they?
Yeah.
Quote-unquote episodes.
Well, yes. The next one being tomorrow, unfortunately.
Oh.
At 9 p.m.
Memorial Day.
They're doing a Memorial Day show.
Wow, I can't imagine what that would be like.
They're all still categorized underneath comedy.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I heard anything funny until we called.
It was pretty funny when we called.
It was great.
The J-Dub show got Blaze on the phone, playing good music. Call in, talk, rap, funny, or whatever's on your mind tonight.
That's tomorrow?
That was the 16th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Tomorrow, their preview is playing good music, call in, give a phone number, and I will call that person and make them laugh and pull what I call a JW on them. Oh, I read this again. Call, make us laugh, new subject every day. Wait, oh, there's more.
Good English.
This is great English.
Are they giving away free puppies still?
Oh, I don't know. That would be great.
That was.
It says, call in, new subject every day, make sure you always tune in.
I feel like we should call them again sometime. I don't know if it works out, but...
You should call them about it.
It was pretty good, yeah.
With, like, Nyakat or something?
It could be good, yeah. A couple of people kept doing that.
I wonder who that was.
It was great.
Could have been our listeners.
He's like, yeah, it could have been. That would be great. We had, like, a little team. I don't know.
A team of prankers. They have a 347 number. I don't know what that
is. Oh, that's
right.
347. I have no idea what that is.
In the 347.
In the 347.
But that's not even where he's broadcasting from. I think he's...
I'm sure it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's... No.
And that woman was calling it from Illinois. Or Illinois.
Oh,
yeah.
Illinois.
Who
giving away
says
free
that?
Puppies.
Who pronounces the S in Illinois?
You know, even I know that, and I'm a bad speller, and I'm not good at saying stuff sometimes.
It's like something you learn, like, in the third grade. You know, like,
yeah.
Not Illinois.
Yeah.
It's Illinois.
The Illinois, the S is pronounced oi.
S for silence. Illinois. Not so much. Yeah. Oh my gosh. But yeah, the J-Dub show, it's still going on. I guess he's very well. You know, kudos for him for
keeping it going.
Keeping it going.
Hey, that's something.
Unlike My Drunk Memories, who fell off after four episodes or something.
Yeah, I thought we had a thing going when we called the show. They might have got the axe.
But
that's not how it works.
I think they just fell off the train.
Yeah, they ran out of stories.
How often can you talk about your drunk memories?
It's memories. So yeah, I mean, unless they keep happening, which I don't know. I don't know. It wasn't much of a show. So many of these things we hear just don't sound like a show.
Well, I think now that they've changed the policy where you have to pay for everything now,
it gets a little bit better.
There
quality,
are less low quality shows.
That's good. Yeah, it's good.
But there's still some gems in there.
Yeah, and we'll connect with those. We'll
try. We like to connect with good and bad.
Good and bad. Give you a fresh mix of what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what I was shopping last night?
Were you?
I was
online?
Shopping. No, I was at some stores.
Oh, you went to an actual store?
I went to one of the box stores.
Like a Walmart?
No, worse.
What's worse than a
Walmart?
I don't know.
This is really weird.
Did you go to the Target in South Bay Center?
No, worse than that.
You went to a Kmart?
I did. That's right.
Shut up.
I went to a Kmart.
Why? Okay, why did you go to a Kmart, first of all?
I really don't know. I was shopping. I was at a
Where were you where there's a Kmart?
There's a Kmart, you know, like the Somerville Malden area.
Oh.
I walked in there.
Wait a minute.
And that place was a show.
Where exactly is this Kmart?
It's that plaza. You know, it's like when you first, I don't know. You know that highway going on in Somerville? It's next to 93.
The McGrath Highway?
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's next to 93. It's like the Somerville Malden line, maybe. And all the other stores are new, but there's a Kmart there. And I feel like Kmart's not new, or they're not making new Kmart. I thought Kmart was out of business.
Are you talking about the shopping center where there's like a Home Depot and there's also a Target and there's some other stuff too?
No, a little bit closer than that.
Oh.
The one, there's a...
And I don't know where you're talking about.
There's a AC Moore maybe? A Crafts, big Crafts thing? I don't know, a sports thing?
I've never seen one of those in person.
Oh, really?
No.
So I don't know what you're talking about. I was lost.
So why did you go into the Kmart?
Not entirely sure. But
so you just pulled, you saw, Kmart, and you just pulled your car, and you parked, and you went inside for no reason.
I think it was looking for buttons.
What?
Yeah, I was. I found some buttons at AC Moore, and I was gonna fix my duvet cover. They're really going to be nice, but they didn't have enough buttons. And I'm like, what the hell? Maybe Kmart has buttons. I don't know. I haven't been to a Kmart since I was a kid. And let me tell you, those places, rough.
Yeah.
You feel like you're... I was like...
I wouldn't know where to go to buy a button.
I don't. I think I'm going to go to Joanne Fabrics or something.
Oh, yeah, a fabric store or like a craft store or something.
I was wandering around there with no direction. I had no idea what I wanted to buy. What I was looking for, because the place was such a rough trap. I mean, it was... I felt like I was in another country. The place is a mess. Stuff's knocked over. It's horrible.
That's horrible.
It's frightening.
What kind of people were in the Kmart? What time was this, by the way? Saturday night.
Foreigners.
Foreigners?
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's Saturday night. What time?
Is that racist?
It's not racist because they're foreigners of all races.
Eight?
So Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, how about my Saturday night? Looking pretty good.
Well, you know.
I got out of there pretty quick, though.
It's an outlier.
This is crazy. What am I doing here?
Were there any good deals?
No, I bought I was so hungry, I bought like a Snapple and some chips and got the hell out of there.
What kind of chips?
Oh, not those, but another
kind.
Yeah,
those
kind.
Are from Stop and Shop.
And then I did grocery shopping at Stop and Shop. Anyways.
Which Stop and Shop did you go to?
The one
in Somerville?
Yeah, the one right near there.
Oh, I know that Stop and Shop.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It's a big Stop and Shop.
I spent a lot of time there.
It's very large.
A lot of money, a lot of time.
I've spent many days at that Stop and Shop when I used to live down in the Somerville area.
It's pretty good. I like the Stop and Shop. I think I like it better than Star.
Do you?
I feel like they're a little bit, I don't know, nicer, cleaner.
Well, they've got the little mechanism where you can do the beep and shop.
In your car? Have you done that?
I've never done that. I did it once.
I've looked at it confusingly and got scared.
It's not scary.
It's fine.
I did it one time.
To speed things up.
Not really. I mean,
You can still put stuff in a bag. Do you do it as your? Can you beep yourself and put it in the bag while you're shopping?
I suppose you can.
Or they don't like that. It looks weird.
I suppose you can. I mean, I haven't really thought of that before because then you have to get bags.
Yeah.
But I guess you put it in your reusable
bag. Yeah.
But yeah, you scan the item and go boop, and you and then you put it in your cart or whatever. And then when you get to the checkout, then you pay there.
And you're done.
Scan everything. Yeah.
That's nice.
I remember it being a tad bit complicated, though. Like,
oh, really? It wasn't that?
Like, you can only do it for, like, so many items. I don't know. It was something.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this something that stopped me from doing it every time?
Huh. And I noticed, like, half the lanes are, you got to check yourself out now. It's like they're cutting back people.
Thank God. Yeah. Because I hate talking to
small talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that, too.
I hate going to a you know what? I haven't for, like, years.
Really?
Checked out at a checkout station where there was a person.
Oh, did you just deliver? Is that what you do?
No, I still go to the grocery store.
Oh, you still, yeah.
Every now and again, I do the.
You check yourself out.
Pod. Yeah, I check myself out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not doing that much shopping.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I'm doing shopping multiple days a week, so I'm going like maybe three times a week.
Right.
So I don't buy a whole bunch of crap when I'm there, but when I'm there, sometimes I end up spending a lot of money though.
Yeah.
Like I'll roll up to the thing and it'd be like $50, and I'm like,
how's this $50?
Well, how did I just do this?
And no, it's just consumables.
It's the, like, it's always like the things like the organic almond butter and the the package of Zantac or whatever I'm buying.
Yeah.
Which I'm buying a lot lately, packages of Zantac.
Oh boy.
Yes. Zantac 150.
Yeah.
Still not in a good way.
Mm.
Speaking of food.
Food.
I came across, yes, segue. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to announce what's going on today.
Oh, what's today about?
Today is May 27th, and it's sunscreen day.
Oh, I didn't put any on. I was out, though.
Were you out?
Yeah, was I supposed to wear it anyway?
Yes. Hmm. Where were you?
I did some shopping, more shopping.
You were out in the street.
I was out in the street, yeah, and I was all over Copley.
What did you get today? Oh, you went. You, went, you really went out.
I got some, I was looking at some fragrances, and I got more of that warm vanilla.
What?
The
From the Bath and Body Works?
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, you
stuff.
Use the warm vanilla sugar?
Yeah, it's good.
It smells good.
It's pretty good. I tried on all of this crazy like fragrances and stuff and wasn't really interested in that. Came back to that. Got that like last summer. I like it.
Is there a Bath and Body Works in Copley? Is that where it is?
Yeah, I was just confused though if it's Copley or the Peru. I don't know which one's which.
I'm pretty sure it's Copley.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Peru only has those like fancy stores. Fancy dancy stores.
Yeah.
With the exception of the Body Shop.
Yeah, that's weird.
You ever go in there? You ever shop in there? I think it's definitely weird.
It is weird. Yeah, I have been there.
I've tried to get into it in the past, and I just can't get into it.
I think a couple times I used to get a fragrance from there. That was okay. But yeah, something's weird about it.
Something's definitely weird about it.
I don't know what it is.
Like the one in Harvard Square, you just walk, you see it as you walk out of the tea, and you're like,
that's weird. It's even weird its location there. Like when you come, like you say,
it's
come out of the
right
tea,
there.
And it's like it doesn't seem like a street level store.
I don't know anybody who buys products and uses Body Shop products.
Yeah, I know no one.
Is it? It's like an English thing, or is it like an American company?
I have no idea. I bought a couple of gifts back in the day, but I don't go there. No, it's weird.
I think the products are weird
pretty
there.
Much shopping, yeah.
Like the lotion's weird. One time I did do like a do your own fragrance like rose lotion that was nice, but I don't know, it's weird.
But you love that other place.
Which other place?
The one I went to, I'm forgetting the name.
Bath and Body Works.
Yeah, you like
I
that,
do
right?
like that place.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I think it's pretty good. I don't know. You know the thing
used to work there.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's up with the buy three get three free? Like this is just like I'm going to walk out with
since the beginning
things.
Of time. Is it buy three get three? Free?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And I was like, I just want this one thing. Like
buy
I was trying
three,
to
get three.
Yeah, I was trying to figure
to be
it out.
Buy three get one.
I think that's what it was last time I went.
And now they're
and
jacking
it
up to buy three get three free.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not walking out of here with six bottles
I'm
of stuff.
I'm psyched to walk out of there with six
bottles.
Well,
yeah, of I stuff. Guess. I mean, I guess it's a good deal, but it's like, geez, it's all this stuff.
They must be hurting if they're buy three get three.
Yeah, maybe.
Is it the regular products or like the hurting sale stuff?
No, I think it was like everything because the sign was at the full price stuff that I was looking at and. And then I was trying to figure it out. Well, I was like,
buy three, get three.
I could
three.
Get this. I could get the shampoo. I could get the gel. I don't want like another. I don't know. It's just too much stuff for me.
That's a lot of stuff.
It's a big commitment too. You got to use all the stuff up.
Well, I mean, not for like shower gel.
Yeah, I guess you go through it.
Because then you're using that all the time.
Yeah.
The lotion, I'm not too big on because I like the Eucerin stuff.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, that stuff's good. And it doesn't smell like anything.
Yeah,
I don't
true.
Like to
it really
commit
doesn't.
To a fragrance before I like put on.
Because then you got it.
Yeah, then you're on.
That's right.
The fragrance layering is not. I'm not on that right now. But I did want to do a segue into the story about...
Oh, yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to...
No.
Yeah.
Don't apologize.
Is this eating we're talking about?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So, in Japan, a 22-year-old Japanese man cooked up his own genitals and served them to paying guests at a dinner party.
Isn't it yummy?
Oh, jeez.
Not a prank.
Huh?
Yeah. So here's the story out of the Daily Mail.
This makes me feel really uncomfortable in many ways.
A man who had his own genitals removed seasoned them before cooking them for 5 paying dinner party guests.
Well, you got to season them.
Mao Tsujiyama, 22, who is asexual, had voluntarily undergone surgery to have them removed. But the illustrator took his frozen penis and scrotum home from the hospital and organized a grim party. He charged guests around $250 per person to eat his served genitalia in Tokyo, Japan.
Oh, it's gross.
They were garnished with mushrooms and parsley.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Before tucking into dinner, guests sat down to listen to a piano recital and take part in a panel discussion, CalorieLab.com reported. Mao, who goes by the nickname HC, why, I don't know, had initially considered eating his own penis, but he decided to serve him up instead. He cooked the genitalia himself as he was supervised by a chef.
Oh.
The organs were surgically removed at age 22. I was tested to be free of any venereal diseases. The organs were part of normal function. I was not receiving female hormone treatment. First interested buyer will get them, or I will consider selling to a group. We'll prepare and cook as the buyer requests at his chosen location. If you have any questions, this is like a tweet thing that he...
Yeah.
So
this
around
is really troubling.
Around 70 people. Around 70 people attended the event in the Tsujiyama ward of Tokyo. While 5 people tucked into Mayo Tsujiyama's genitalia, the rest of them ate beef or crocodile. First of all, crocodile?
Yeah.
It's random.
That is random.
The people who ate his genitalia were a 30-year-old couple, 22-year-old woman, 32-year-old man, and Shingenubo Matsuzawa, a 29-year-old event planner. He tweeted before the event, "It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance." So I decided on the spur of the moment to do it.
Oh, that's gross. That's not enough. Is that going to be like an appetizer? I mean, I don't know. It doesn't sound like enough to feed. You're not feeding 3 people. I mean, is that what it was?
Yeah, 5 people.
5 people.
Yeah. Guests said that the genitalia were very rubbery and tasted very little. Little. Oh, and by the way, he's also had his nipples removed.
Oh, just while you're at it, might as well get rid of everything.
Yeah. So, okay, here's my question.
This is really troubling.
He's asexual, right?
Yeah.
So he's got a perfectly functioning penis and testicles.
Yeah, I guess he just doesn't use it that much.
But don't you need those to pee?
Yeah. Yeah, how does that
work
now?
Well, not those, but just the one organ. So why have them removed? Why?
It doesn't make any sense.
What are you doing? Like, it works fine for peeing.
Yeah, now how does that work? Like, does he got like a little piss hole? Like, how does...
Probably.
Oh.
I'm sure it's been reconstructed a little.
That's... So like asexual.
Yeah, he's asexual.
So what does he put like on his license now?
That's a good question.
It's not he. Is he? Well, just because you got rid of your Schwanz doesn't mean, or your Schroeder. I don't know what you want to call it.
I guess he's still a he.
Yeah.
No nipples either.
Why would he get rid of the nipples?
I don't know. That's what's confusing to me is what's so disconcerting about the nipples that you need to get rid of them? All animals have nipples.
Does it like show a little bit? Do you not like that?
I don't know.
Is there a picture of this guy?
Do you want to see a picture?
Yeah, I was wondering. I was like,
here's a picture, and he's on he's on the right with the chef's hat on. Maybe we'll put this picture on our blog at derekandk.blogspot.com.
Yeah, it looks like he could be
he looks a little bit like a woman, doesn't he?
Yeah, it looks like if you didn't say he, I wouldn't have known, maybe.
I totally would have thought it was a woman.
Yeah.
22 years old.
Wow. That's a weird decision to make at that age. Like, you might want that back someday.
Yeah, like,
you
when
might decide.
When you're 22, like, you were making wacky decisions, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not very smart ones. Yeah, I mean, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, you don't need to get rid of that stuff. You could use it later on.
I don't know. I mean, why
it's not
get
in the
rid?
Way.
It's not,
yeah.
Like, is it it's disconcerting to him that he's male.
Right.
Because he's asexual.
That's so creepy.
I don't understand.
It's really creepy. I don't understand the eating part.
And he served up his genitals.
That's really gross.
They're rubbery and tasted of very little.
Well, of course they tasted of very little.
That means they weren't well seasoned.
You gotta put.
That means you didn't do a very good job cooking them up.
You're gonna salt those nuts.
Yeah, you gotta salt them up. Got to put some seasoning on them. Maybe a little soy sauce. They're in Japan. Why not?
Soy sauce.
Probably should have braised them for a long time.
Yeah, you gotta do something.
Then they would have been so rubbery.
How's that served? How's the plating? That's what I'd like to know.
I wish there was a picture.
Is it sliced? Is it diced? Is it
I'm guessing probably sliced.
I can't talk about this anymore.
It's gross, isn't it?
It's really gross.
Disgusting.
Oh boy.
Yes. So, and you know. So that's that.
How about that?
There was another story I came across too about. And this is like just recently, like I think of like either like today or yesterday. Here is the worst headline ever. Okay, ready?
All right. Yeah, all right.
Miami police shoot a naked man chewing on victim's face.
Hooray!
Wow. I'm not even sure what happens there.
The Miami Herald reported that the naked man chewed off half of the face of his victim who was struggling for his life.
Oh, geez. Okay. Miami. Yeah, Florida's just...
Yeah.
Florida's just gone sideways.
Yeah. So he said that the officer who was not identified ordered the naked man to back away, but the man continued to assault. The officer shot him, and then he continued to eat the victim, and then the officer continued firing. So
They killed him?
Yeah. He fired at least half a dozen shots to kill him, to stop him from eating his face. Isn't that like something like
wow,
like from Silence of the Lambs or something?
I don't know.
Like,
it sounds like
what the hell
like
is going
it, yeah.
on in the world? And hence the name of the show, Everybody's Going Crazy.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. Eating people. People eating people.
Yes, not, people eating people.
Not cool.
He ate half the face of his victim.
Wow.
Half his face.
Like, that's troubling.
What are you doing? That's somebody who's definitely had a break from reality.
I'll say.
I wonder what they were doing. Like,
they must
they were
have
fighting.
Been. There must be like some problems. There's got to be.
Oh, there's a huge problem. Well, first of all,
there's
got to
be. Yeah. There's got to be some problems up in there.
Oh, definitely. I wonder who the victim was.
Well, they're not going to know because no face.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It made me laugh, though.
I did. That's good. I guess that's good. Can't tell who it is.
Is it time to take a
they
break?
They got fingerprints?
Maybe?
I think so, because I can't talk about these things. I need a palate cleanser.
Oh, definitely.
Those are horrible stories.
Everybody's going crazy.
Wow.
Swear to God.
Ew. Just totally gross.
It's definitely gross.
We'll take a break. We come back with some weird news.
I am all for that.
All right. Awesome. All coming up right after this.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
You dress yourself to the nines every day. Why shouldn't you do the same for your friend with nine lives? At Meow Inappropriate Cat Accessories, we stock hundreds of unnecessary adornments to shamelessly decorate any cat. We've got cat saddles, kitty swim trunks, feline infrared goggles, and introducing the electronic cat translator.
Feed me. Leave me alone. Go f*** yourself.
So if it's cute, if it's teeny, and if it probably shouldn't go on a cat, then you'll find it at Meow Inappropriate Cat Accessories, located between the Bicycles for Dogs warehouse and the Lizard Mittens Emporium.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. God. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darren Kincaid Show.
original unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show. Derek and Keisha, we are back.
What's this music? I kind of like this.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
No ideas. That's actually what it's called.
That's what it's called?
Greg Baumont.
Oh. Does it have vocals or just an instrumental?
I'm pretty sure this is the main part of it.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, it goes on for 43 seconds more.
Oh.
That's it. I think I might have one with vocals. I don't remember. Yeah.
It's nice.
It is nice, isn't it? It's pretty good.
I like it.
It's pretty good.
If you want to contact the Derek and Kay Show, you can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Find us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed at dkradioshow. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'd like to make a little shout-out. Make a little shout-out.
Yeah.
Do a little shout-out, a couple of shout-outs. So thanks for all of you who came out to see Xerxes Blue Ensemble last weekend.
Oh, it was really great.
Yeah. So our inaugural concert series, it went well. I survived. I did not pass out or shoot anyone in the face. So the concerts went really well. So thanks all for supporting. And so we're anxious for next season.
Yeah, you guys
I'm
sounded
planning.
Really great. It
Thank
was really
you.
A nice concert.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed it, yeah.
I've got definite plans for the fall in the works. And I also want to give another shout-out to my friend Tim McGrath, who just had a baby today, lovely Scarlett. So congratulations, Tim, and happy birthday, baby Scarlett. I love that name. How great.
That is nice. That is a nice name.
I don't think enough little girls are named Scarlett in the world anymore.
Scarlett.
Yeah.
That's a very nice name.
It is.
Very nice.
And congratulations for not choosing the name Neva.
Oh.
Heaven spelled backwards.
That was on our list.
Yes.
Was that the last week or
name,
2 weeks ago?
We did, yeah. People hate.
That's kind of funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations for staying off that list.
That's good. It's a nice name.
It is. It's a lovely name. I love that name. Good choice.
Pretty
All
good.
Right. Weird news time?
Weird news time.
Fantastic.
All right. This one comes to us from New York. We got traffic on the highway with a New York truck that spills 18 tons of Greek yogurt.
Really?
Along Interstate 88. It crashes along a curve. I don't know.
18 tons?
I guess 18 tons. That sounds like a lot.
That is a lot.
36,000 pounds of that Greek yogurt that's ever so popular right now that people go crazy for.
Yeah, people are going crazy for it. I like it with a little honey.
I think it's pretty good, yeah.
It's yummy.
They were still cleaning up the scene on Tuesday morning. I guess it's a 24-year-old driver who wasn't seriously injured, and he was ticketed for failure to reduce speed.
He was trying to go around the curve real fast?
I guess so, and that's what's happening in New York.
Bonk.
So we've had some pretty good... We've had yogurt. We went
yogurt,
over this.
Yes, we've had yogurt.
Ice cream. Didn't we have ice cream?
Yes.
Then there was whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
And then chocolate sauce. You got yourself a sundae.
I don't know if there was chocolate sauce.
I thought
feel
there
like
was.
I making that up. There's
really?
Definitely donuts.
Oh, there was donuts. That's right. Donuts.
Donuts.
That's right.
I love donuts.
They are good. I haven't had a good one in a while.
I haven't had a donut in like months and months. Probably since my illness.
We should have donuts sometime. I feel like we're always talking about donuts.
We are talking about donuts a lot.
I don't understand that because we don't, like, seriously, I can't remember the last time I had a donut.
Like, I never go and get donuts.
Yeah, no,
but
I never would.
If they're available, I'm like, silly donuts.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm kind of the same way. It's just, you can't go and buy one like a normal person. They just have to sort of come and you're like, oh, everyone's there's a plate of donuts. Okay, I'll have one.
For a while, I was going actually to go and buy donuts, like, on the regular. Like, I would go, I'm like, oh, I need some coffee. And I would go to the D&D, and I'd roll up there, and I'd get my, like, large French vanilla. And then I'm like,
oh, so good.
You know what? I'm just going to have also a chocolate. Throw in a chocolate frosted.
Sure, why not? Just go for it.
I get psyched.
Yummy.
I used to like the Krispy Kremes, but those like seem like went away around
Krispy
here.
Did they? Or
well,
did...
there's not the one like the mall doesn't have them anymore. It seemed like a lot of the places closed down.
All right, hold on.
I thought they were pretty good.
Let's
Kay's,
look that. Let's see Kay's if there's.
Kay's gonna check that out.
Let's see if there's Krispy Kreme anywhere around here. Krispy Kreme Boston. Isn't there one like wasn't there? Wait, oh, closed.
I think a lot of them are closed. I don't know what happened.
What?
I know.
Happened?
They were so good.
Because wasn't there one in, like, the Pru or something?
Yeah, that's. I don't think that's there anymore. That's a Godiva now, I think. Yeah. I know. It used to be great. I used to walk through. There I would get a donut. If I was walking by and they had that little hot sign on and, you know, they're coming out hot.
So where are you supposed to get the Krispy Kremes now?
I don't know. You know, I love as much as I love Dunkin' Donuts.
It's not a Krispy Kreme donut
at all.
It's not.
I think their donuts aren't as good, but the coffee is so good.
All right. I'm looking for it. I'm the store locator. I'm going to put the zip code in
here. All right. Let's see the closest one.
I'm going to put my JP zip code.
This is exciting.
Let's see.
Do we have Krispy Kremes nearby?
Oh, my God. Not really.
No? Oh.
The closest Krispy Kreme store is located in Connecticut.
Oh, no. Good. That's not good. We don't have them in Massachusetts anymore?
Mohegan Sun Boulevard. Is that at Mohegan Sun?
That's bullcrap.
I think it is at Mohegan Sun. That's where the Krispy Kremes is.
I'm annoyed by this.
I'm annoyed by this,
too. We used to have them, and it was a big deal when they came in.
Yeah, remember, it was like in Medford or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there was one that had a drive-thru.
And it was like lines out the wazoo.
Yeah, what happened to them?
And it was like there was police there, police action to like control
the
line.
Of course, there was donuts. I mean, yeah. Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Sad. That's, you know, I hope it's not Dunkin' Donuts.
Why did that happen?
That's really sad.
I can't believe that.
Massachusetts, you should be ashamed of yourself.
How did we lose Krispy Kreme? How did that happen? Ladies and gentlemen.
I have no idea.
I'm looking at their product. There's a product website here. Oh, it's loading the slowest of all. Can we get it at a grocery store?
Actually, I thought you could get them, but that's, you know, not as fresh. But yeah, I think you could. I thought I remember seeing them at, like, Star Market or something. I don't know.
I'm psyched to get a Krispy Kreme donut, like, box at
yeah.
the grocery store.
Now that we can't get them, now we really want them and need them.
It'd be the one thing I want to eat right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to eat anything else.
You could dig into one of those?
I could tuck into one of those. Totally. Yes. I heat it up in the microwave. It's like, for, like, 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Just a little warm.
So good.
Here's another story. Remember a few weeks ago we had the Trunk Monkey DUI story?
Yes.
Well, now we've got a man that was stopped outside of a bar in Iowa. Whoops, that's a little loud. With a parrot
and a zebra
in his truck. Officers arrested the 56-year-old in a parking lot of the Doghouse Bar.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Who
that was
the
Doghouse Bar. I was
that's
like,
pretty,
wow.
That's kind of funny.
Hey, where are you guys going to go tonight? I don't know. How about the Doghouse?
Yeah. The driver says that the zebra and the macaw parrot are like pets to him, and they like riding in the truck.
Yes.
Sometimes he takes the animals into a bar, but the owner says they're not allowed inside anymore.
Yes.
He thinks that someone came to see the animals and called them.
So it took a picture.
Him. Yeah.
I have the picture.
Oh, you have the picture? I didn't see a picture. And that's what's happening in Iowa. Go figure. Oh, there it is.
Here's the photograph. Someone...
Oh, it's great. Oh, my gosh. I love it. So the zebra is, like, sitting in the passenger seat, and the parrot's, like, on the dashboard by the steering wheel.
So funny.
That is great.
And I actually saw some video footage of him and his girlfriend, and he didn't talk on camera for some legal reasons.
Oh, right.
But she talked all about, she had the zebra next to her. It's a baby. They have more than one zebra, by the way.
Sure. Why wouldn't they?
They have like,
I don't know,
three or four zebras, and she had the baby zebra like in the kitchen, and it was like sucking on a bottle, and it just seemed really strange.
That's really strange. Like a baby bottle?
Yes.
Or beer?
Well, like a zoo-style baby bottle.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
With the big nipple. It's like,
yeah.
You know, big.
Big nipple. That's right.
But they have multiple zebras.
I'm not surprised. You know, seeing that picture makes me want to get that striped gum. You remember that?
Fruit striped gum.
It's so good. I used to like that as a kid.
It's great for 5 seconds.
Yeah, then the flavor's gone. That's so true.
Disappears.
Yeah,
so
gone.
Quickly.
Oh, it was so good. What happened to that flavor? That's
yeah.
They still make that gum, I think.
Do they?
I think they do.
Do.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to look it up again. But by the... Yeah, so I actually saw... I watched like the whole like 4 minute interview with like his girlfriend or whatever.
I didn't see any of that. No.
She, you know, there were some English problems.
Oh, shocking.
In Hickville, in Iowa.
Yeah, shocking.
But they have a barn with like zebras. Like how is that okay?
Why? Why do they have zebras? It's just like a pet.
Yeah, they're like pets.
Huh.
Like, is that legal even?
I don't think so. Like that, there's a list of animals you can't have, I'm sure.
I mean, but it's got to be because they're out in public telling people they have zebras.
And then someone called the cops on them.
Well, only because they saw them in a car.
Yeah.
First drive gum, I guess, it still exists.
Hooray!
Good, man. I have to get some.
You can get you can get a whole box from Amazon.
Oh, Amazon's great.
For seems a bit expensive, $19.
What?
It's a box of like a 12 count of those like a pack.
That sounds a lot of money.
Sound like a lot of money. Fruit stripe gum.
I remember being silly good. Silly
really
flavors.
And
for like you say, 5 seconds.
Yes, 5 seconds.
And
it's
then,
really fast.
And then it's like you're chewing on an eraser or something. I don't know.
You know what else was good back in the day too? That's still probably good? Chiclets.
Oh yeah.
Damn. Those? The fruit ones and
are
then
those
the mint
around?
Ones. Yes.
Yeah, I used to get those. Are they little gums? Like very little?
Yeah, they're like teeth.
Squares? Oh,
yeah.
they're like teeth.
I'm right because I'm on the website. I'm on Amazon and I'm looking at
the
fruit stripe gum.
All that stuff.
And I'm also like, and it's like customers who bought this item also bought. And then at the bottom there's Chiclets.
Oh.
What's tea berry gum?
Oh, that's good too. I
what
used to get
that
too.
What the hell is that?
You know, it's the same kind of thing as the zebra stripes. Is the flavor would go away, but it was really good.
That looks like old timey gum. I've never seen that before in my life. What's blackjack gum? Is that like anise flavored gum?
I don't know.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I would like that.
You should get. Let's place an order.
That sounds old timey though.
That does sound. I think the
tea berry gum sounds old timey too.
Is definitely old timey.
Yeah, you can get your Chiclets for you can get 12 piece packs
all
for the fruit flavored for only $8.78 on Amazon.
Wow.
$8.78. Yeah, they haven't changed their label also in like since forever.
It's like 20 years.
The same thing.
Yeah.
And they also have the Chiclets tiny sized. Remember the tiny size?
Oh, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah,
I used to get those. How were those packaged?
They're in like a bag like package.
I used to get those. Yeah, it was the weirdest thing because you would
tiny size.
They were so tiny.
Yeah,
like, you
but they're
just
gum.
Doing this little chew thing with one.
Yeah, you can't have more. You gotta have more than one.
And then then you start popping more, and then you have like 10, 12 pieces, and you got full piece of gum almost. It's really weird.
Yeah, we just keep adding.
It's like
to
mini
it.
Gum, mini pieces of gum. Yeah.
You know what else I love?
Yeah.
I love the Chiclets style gum that you can get from a vending machine.
I'm not familiar with that.
Different colors.
Is it like a box?
Different.
Oh,
no.
It's like a mixed bag.
Yeah, so you know the vending machine that they're, you know, it's like maybe this big and there's like gum inside, but they're like square, chiclet shaped pieces.
Yeah,
and the
laid out. Were they all laid out?
Well, you put your quarter in, turn it, and they all come out.
I got you. Yeah. I got
love
you.
Love that.
Oh, that's good stuff, huh?
And the pink tastes like Pepto Bismol.
I love that.
And the green is like minty, and the white is minty too. Wait, the green is minty? Is that right? There's a red flavor I know that's like
cinnamon. Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Did you used to have, as a kid, I used to have Big League Chew Gum. Remember that?
Yes.
Did we talk about this?
It's so wrong.
So weird, yeah.
It's really wrong.
Get kids hooked on chew.
Big League Chew. I used
Big
to get excited for
called.
Big League Chew.
Yeah, me too.
That
big pouch of it.
And Fun Dip.
Me too.
Fun Dip, I used to get butt
that,
size.
That stick, and then you would dip it in. And
if I could
so
have
weird.
Some Fun Dip.
Do they still make that?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
As a matter of fact, let's see how much it is on Amazon.com.
We should get all this stuff and get on the show sometime.
Wait, a candy show?
We should do a candy show.
We should definitely
we
do a candy
really
show.
Candy
that'd be fun.
Show. Make it happen.
Fun Dip.
And you just get all the candy here.
All the fun. Wow, you can buy like a mega box of Fun Dip.
Oh, a mega box.
You can buy a 48 pack for $11.31. That seems cheap.
That's kind of cheap.
They changed companies. It's now Wonka Fun Dip.
Oh, yeah. Wonka probably bought them out. Like the Gobstoppers. I used to love those as a kid.
Oh,
my
those
gosh.
Those nerds.
Oh, love that stuff.
Oh, I love. This is great because I'm on this website now. And it's like, I love the customers who also bought this item bought section because right below are like stretchable candy bracelets.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Candy bracelets. Remember those?
Yeah, I remember those. Those were fun.
Those are so good.
You can do some fun things with those.
Pixie sticks.
Yeah, Pixie sticks were great.
Pop Rocks are also amazing. I loved Pop Rocks. I still love Pop Rocks.
Good stuff.
Sometimes if I see Pop Rocks, I'll just go ahead and buy them. Pop Rocks.
Yeah.
Like a pack of Pop Rocks. I'm all over it.
Yeah. Oh, that was loud.
Candy cigarettes. Remember those?
Yeah, the little puff of powdered sugar. You puff them. Again, so wrong. Yeah.
So wrong. I never got to puff powdered sugar.
Yeah, like you blow into them and it would puff like it's powdered sugar, so it looks like it's smoking. I used to do that all the time.
I never came across those ones. The ones I came across were just like sugar sticks.
Oh.
Oh, this is fun.
It is fun.
Candy bottles. Ew, Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, the candy bottles are weird, like little wax things you would chew off the top and you drink it.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
A couple of other stories here.
Go on
a couple of
with
other
this.
Weird news. I have a story here that's really not much of a story, but there's one line in it that's really funny.
Okay.
That it's kind of inside, but that we would enjoy.
Okay.
In Seattle, police are scratching their heads about this break-in. Someone broke into a parked Jeep and stole nothing but left behind some nachos all over the floor. Nacho chips. The crime happened last week in University of Washington. They're really confused.
At a college, shocker.
Yeah, they're really confused by this break. And police are saying to take this opportunity to remind people that they shouldn't break into something that's nachos.
Aww.
I thought I just mentioned
terrible.
That part. There's really nothing else to the story.
Was that actually in the story?
That's actually what it says. And that's what's happening in Seattle.
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
It's not really much of a story. I wouldn't have put it in, except for they actually did say.
It seems like a drunk
break-in.
Don't
break into something that's not chose.
I have a break-in story that I came across.
Really?
In Tennessee, some woman is breaking into places, but she's stealing random stuff. Like, not not valuable stuff.
Yeah.
But here's a complete list. Her name's Stormy Moody.
Great name.
She's in Tennessee. And she's caught. After breaking in one time, immediately parading around her front yard wearing her neighbor's stolen Bob Marley shirt.
Uh-huh.
But here's a complete list of what she burglarized.
Hmm.
And these are the things that you really don't take when you break into someone's house.
Sure.
Laundry detergent.
Hmm.
Bras and panties.
Yeah, you need those.
DVDs. Bag of makeup. Frog shower mat. Clothing items. Black sweatpants, men's cargo shorts, Bob Marley t-shirt while she was wearing, dishes,
yeah,
fishing equipment.
It's like stuff you go to Target for, not something you steal at someone's house.
Lava lamp, shark steam mop, iPhone, well, I guess iPhone.
Yeah.
Flat iron, curling iron, tampons, race car rug.
That's gross.
Child toys, child seats, brooms and dustpans, blender,
yeah,
pots and pans, cleaning supplies, picture frames, various jewelry, proactive skin cream, camcorder and bag, deodorant, plastic tote, hair mousse, Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and filters.
Yeah, you got to make the coffee with something.
Band-Aids, DVD sleeves.
Huh?
And giant coloring book.
Wow.
I don't know what her end game is.
That's pretty nuts.
I don't know. Maybe she's got some great invention that she's making at home or something.
I don't know what she's going to cook up. One more story.
One more story? All right.
One more. This one comes to us from Massachusetts.
Yay,
Boxford.
Local.
Yeah, this is a local story for us. Police say that roving cows got drunk in a backyard party.
Were they eating fermented fruit?
No, the cows were roaming, and they crashed a small gathering in someone's backyard. Police responded to a call for loose cows on Sunday. The herd hightailed into the backyard, and then they heard screaming. People were running away, and cows were knocking over bottles and lapping up beer on picnic tables.
Uh-oh.
They were actually drinking the beer. And they were looking for empty cans and looking for extra drops in those cans.
Were they all stumbly?
No, they don't say anything about that. And that's what's happening in Boxford.
What's going on in Boxford?
I've never been to... I don't think I've been to Boxford.
I've never even heard of it. I don't even know where it is.
They found the cow's owners, and they herded the cows back home. But that's it. They wrecked the party.
I guess it was over then, because of the cows.
The cows. The cows.
The cows came home.
Good one. The obvious one. And that is the weird news!
Oh, That was like a softball, totally.
We lobbed it up there. I'm glad one of us got it.
It was too easy.
It was too easy. It was a good one.
It was a softball. It was too easy.
It was good.
Well, I guess it's time for the best of Craigslist.
All right. It's really going to happen?
I think it's really going to happen.
That's great.
Although, those stories were just so bizarre, and I'm still looking at, like, the candy thing on Amazon.com.
We could totally do a whole show on candy and get a bunch of the candy here.
Oh, we could do a candy show. It'd be
like,
great.
We'll place an order and get a bunch of stuff here, and we'll just...
Do you know what I would love to get for a candy show?
Mm-hmm.
Smarties. But not the Smarties that you can buy in this country. The foreign Smarties.
Oh, I think I've had these.
I think you can get them at Cardulo.
Are they, yeah, are
they're like M&M's, but they're way better.
Oh, they're not, yeah, they're not, okay. I have had those.
They're Smarties.
And the chocolates, but they're nothing like the Smarties we have here. The chocolate, they're like, almost like M&M's.
It's like an M&M,
but
it's way better.
Yeah, I think I've had those. It's probably Nestle's.
Smarties?
That you know, like that European.
I don't know.
Checking in.
You can get them in Canada.
Yeah, Canada has all that. So that's why you get the white rabbits.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Oh, I should have known better than to look at Smarties on Amazon because you can only buy the regular Smarties.
They might have the other ones.
Nope.
No?
Nope. Smarties. Because I think it's foreign.
Yeah.
Foreign food. Foreign food. Let's see. Smarties, maybe I should narrow it down. Chocolate.
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 Oh, yes. Yes, it looks like they are Nestle.
Yeah. Nestle does
all
that
stuff. They're a Nestle product.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Smarties are the best candy ever.
I think you only had them once, and I don't remember how.
When I was living in Germany,
yeah,
I used to get butt-sized for the candy man to come around.
The candy man?
Well, the fruit man. He was the fruit man. He had fruit. He was selling fruit instead. We didn't have an ice cream man in Germany. He was fruit man.
Yeah.
The fruit man, he had candy on one side, fruit on the other. And I hear a fruit man come around. My dad would give me like I don't know, like a couple German marks.
Uh-huh.
I'd go down and buy like a crap worth of candy and it would just get sized.
Wow.
Yes. These are memories from my childhood.
Oh, that's nice.
The fruit man.
The fruit man.
Yeah. Never bought one piece of fruit off the fruit man.
No.
Just bought the candy. I bought Pop Rocks. I bought Smarties. I got candy bracelets. I got all kinds of things.
Yeah. We'll really have to do a show on that. We get some of that weird stuff. That'd be fun.
Candy show. All right, the best of Craigslist.
Yeah.
All right, that was a little old. I'm going to skip that one. Let's see. This one I'm not too fond of. Let's see. I should have... Which ones are the good ones? Oh.
They're all good.
I'm not sure where this one's out of, but it's entitled Lifetime Supply of Hot Sauce.
Okay.
I have many, many boxes of hot sauce to trade for something equally awesome. You will probably need a vehicle to move these boxes.
Yeah, it's a lifetime.
I'm guessing since it's about 200 pounds of sauce, easily enough to crush a man. That's a lot of sauce. Sorry, hipsters, but one of those messenger bags is not going to cut it. So, yeah, ask your friend if you can borrow his car in exchange for the hot sauce. Or get several bicyclists with trailers and promise to feed them sauce if they help move it. Did I mention that there's a lot of it? Probably enough to fill your bathtub, just in case you wanted to take a bath in hot sauce.
Wow.
This sauce is muy picante y rico.
Huh?
I know, I tried some. Tired of those bland protein shakes? Kick it up a notch for the rest of your life. Things I am looking to trade for. A sailboat. Weapons, real or fake. A nice girlfriend for my friend Jesse. I already have one, thanks.
Oh.
Free tacos from your taco stand.
Yo quiero taco, baby.
Sorry, no red paper clips. I already have too many of those.
Red paper clips?
Yeah. Make me an offer. I'm open to just about anything awesome.
Wow. Sure.
Pet cat for hire. The position. I'm hiring myself out as a pet cat to anyone who wants to own me. I truly believe that I would make a great pet cat, much better than your typical cat. If you're interested, we'll sign 1-year contract, renegotiable at the end of the term.
Oh.
Basically, I'll provide all the services of a pet cat while you pay for all my food and housing plus incidentals.
That's really weird.
Things about me. I am at my best slacking off, sitting around the house, that kind of thing. Very much like a cat. My lifelong passion and hobby is napping, and my qualifications in this field are impeccable. Sometimes I change rooms or chairs, and sometimes I even go to the front window to see what's going on in the street. One of my favorite moments is the long drawn out yawn accompanied by a full body stretch. At nights, I like to take a nip outside and prowl around the town, getting back before sunrise. My job experience. 1995, 1998, lived with my parents. No job whatsoever, lounged around the house, performed these duties admirably.
Pretty
1998 good. To 2000, lived at my sister's place with her fiancé. Still no job, watched TV mostly from the couch, sometimes from the floor. Achieved all goals and overcame all obstacles, gained experience needed to move myself forward professionally. 2000 to 2004, lived with my girlfriend. No job, lounged around in her backyard when she was away, curled up on her lap when she got home. Tough situation, but rose to the occasion. References available. What I will do with your pet cat.
Wow.
Basically, my objective is to fulfill all the duties of a domestic cat. I promise to sit around the house all day long doing nothing, catch naps, and maybe watch some TV. I will not do any work whatsoever, nor will I pick up the phone. Since we cats like to stay clean, I will have long, warm baths 2 times a day. When you come back after work, I will give you 30 seconds of affection, then go back to my nap. If you speak to me about what happened at work, I will gaze impassively at the wall. Then you will have no idea whatsoever that I am listening to you or not. I will largely ignore any friends or relatives you bring over. What you will do as my owner, your job is to provide me with all the food I need to stay happy. I'm a talented cat, so I know how to open the fridge and to help myself to food, so keep it stocked. It is also up to you to keep the place clean so I can find plenty of areas to sit and nap. As a potential owner, you will most definitely have a TV with satellite. Like all cats, I'm mesmerized by moving things on the screen that I'll be able to watch while you're at work. All medical and dental expenses covered by you, the employer. I am not your typical stay-at-home cat, so it's vital that you leave the window open at night so I can go out and roam. Don't worry where I go. If it makes you feel better, then leave me some spending cash on the table before you go to bed. So how does that sound? If you're interested, shoot me an email.
Wow.
And last but not least.
That's a little creepy, actually.
Tuesday cat.
Free boxes to a good home.
Boxes. Okay.
I have about 5,000 boxes broken down inside of my apartment. It has taken me about 5 to 7 years to build up this collection. I hate to get rid of them, but I am moving on to bottles and starting to run out of room.
Sure.
Boxes free to get home. I have all sorts of boxes, including assorted sizes of moving boxes, cereal boxes, cracker boxes, including animal and Cheez-It.
Sure, I guess. I don't know.
Not very many cookie boxes, as these mainly come in packages. But I do have about 50 Girl Scout boxes, Kleenex, tissue, and plastic bag boxes.
Wow.
I know you think that what I'm talking about a bag box, but I mean boxes like that Ziploc and sandwich bags come in. Some are ripped. Aldi boxes. These have no top and do not close. They're not good for packing. Boxes from bars of soap, excellent for trinkets, noodle boxes. Email if interest.
Wow. That's kind of crazy.
There's a picture that goes along with it.
Oh, that's real. I was wondering if this was just like made up, but that.
No, it's real.
That looks horribly real, like a hoarder. It's like that apartment we looked at that had the mail in the doorway.
Oh, my goodness.
I nearly forgot
about that apartment.
Yeah, that was fun.
Back in the day when Derek and I used to live in the same apartment, we went upstairs to look at the apartment upstairs just for S's and giggles.
Yeah, just were curious to see it, I guess.
They had just crap loads of stuff, and it was like piles of mail on the floor that you could walk on. Like, we had to walk on the mail to get to a room, and the bathroom was all... Oh.
That's what I was remembering, was that pile. Like, it's right in the doorway.
Yeah, it was like
not in the corner. Maybe.
It was crazy.
In the doorway.
Yes.
No.
Oh, I'll never forget that. I wish I had a camera phone then. And
take
I
a picture.
It. Oh, it's a bad.
Yeah. Huge pile.
Anyway, join us next week on the show.
Yeah.
And it'll be June then.
It'll be June.
Oh, craziness.
I got to find a June sounder.
Oh, yeah. You got to think about that. You have a whole week to think about it, though.
All right. I'll have to work on that one.
Anyway, thanks for joining us.
Oh,
thank
my
you both
gosh.
For listening.
Yeah.
And join us next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Derek and K Show.
Memorial Day.